Some Catholic parents in Orange County, California are challenging a gay couple. The two have enrolled their adopted twin sons in a diocese-run school. The parents are concerned that the children may be part of a broader strategy to create greater tolerance for homosexuality within the church. From member station KPCC, Rob Schmitz reports.
A lawyer who represents the 36 parents from Costa Mesa's St. John the Baptist School has asked Diocese of Orange Bishop Todd Brown to intervene. The parents say their greatest concern is not the fact that the couple is gay, but that they are associated with an organization that is directly opposed to Vatican teachings on domestic partnerships. Michael Sunstead is the lawyer for the group.
These children, like any other kids, are lovable. They have every right to an education. However, the strong suspicion is now that these children are apparently being used as pawns by activist people who are not so much interested in the education of their children, but in the promotion of their agenda.
Sunstead says the fathers of the two boys are associated with the Family Pride Coalition, a Washington-based organization that advocates equality for gay families. The two fathers aren't talking to the press. Family Pride Executive Director Amy Jelna won't confirm or deny that the two fathers are members, but she says she's been following the growing controversy.
I'm sure that they didn't do it as a specific agenda. I'm sure that their agenda is to have their child educated and to be safe.
The pastor at St. John the Baptist has rejected the group's demand that the school accept only families that sign a pledge to live by Catholic doctrine. Father Gerald Horan is the superintendent of diocese schools. Horan says judging whether parents follow church doctrine is not something his schools want to be getting into.
Well, certainly if we were in the area of moral teaching, it would take us into any parental relationship that isn't sanctioned or approved by the church.
Which includes parents who divorce and then marry other spouses and parents who use contraception. Both practices violate church teachings.
We don't want to get in the position of evaluating parents and their private lives. Our school is there to be a benefit to the children.
The Diocese of Orange is staying out of the fight for now. Michael Sunstead, the lawyer for the concerned parents, says if Bishop Todd Brown refuses to answer the parents' concerns, they'll be forced to take this issue to the Vatican. Sunstead says the parents he represents don't want the two boys removed from the school, nor do the parents have any ill will toward the two fathers. Sunstead says he and the parents liken the couple's homosexuality to bearing a heavy burden.
This is a cross that these people have been given, and if in fact they truly are interested in becoming Christians, Catholics, and following Jesus, they will really consider whether or not they are a Christian first and a homosexual person second. If they believe they're a homosexual person first and a Christian second, then they really don't understand the church.
Sunstead says the issue could be resolved if the two fathers disassociate themselves with any group in opposition to church teachings and that on school grounds the fathers act as if they're not a couple. Russell Shaw is a former spokesman for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and writes frequently about church matters. He says the diocese should not shrug off the larger political and theological threat that this issue raises. The church will always consider a homosexual act as a sin, he says, but until it decides how to treat homosexuals within its own institutions, it can look forward to more conflicts like this in the future.
The exact place of homosexuals and homosexuality in our society and within the church is a large and still in many ways unresolved question.
Diocese of Orange Bishop Todd Brown hasn't yet responded to the concerned parents at St. John the Baptist. A spokesman says clarification of the bishop's stance on homosexuality is not necessary at this time. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Orange County, California.